The Blue Point oyster is returning to the Great South Bay of New York after almost disappearing from the world marketplace. Overfarming, pollution, and Hurricane Sandy had severely damaged the Blue Point oyster business. Now the population is growing in its home on the coast of Long Island, about 100 kilometers from New York City. When the huge ocean storm called Sandy hit Long Island in 2013, it destroyed the Blue Point oyster beds. John Cochran is a councilman in the town of Islip.
There was 15-foot seas hitting those beds, and just it took all the oystermen's gear and oysters and ripped half of them away from their anchoring, and the other half got slammed into the, you know, into the bay bottom and got destroyed.
John Cochran pushed through a legislative measure to lease 1,200 hectares of the Great South Bay to shellfish businesses. 23 local fishermen, including the Cochran family, have signed up so far.
We have plots on this bay that were actually leased out by King George, and families still have a charter in Brookhaven from King George.
The Great Atlantic Shellfish Farms Company will be a major part of regrowing the oyster population in the Great South Bay. Marty Burns is an aquaculturist with the company. He is responsible for getting adult oysters to spawn, lay eggs, and produce the larvae that turn into millions of oysters.
Inside here is where all the larvae go after they have been spawned. The eggs and sperm have mated, and you actually have larvae swimming around here.
Marty Barnes grows the plant food of oysters, algae, in large tanks filled with salt water. The larvae absorb their algae diet for about 2.5 weeks. Then baby oysters appear.
Looks like a grain in the sand right now. It's amazing. Yeah. Nature.
After 6 weeks, millions upon millions of these little oysters are taken to farms in the bay. They are placed in wire boxes to grow to harvesting size. In 18 months, these oysters will be ready for market. Doug Winter is president of Great Atlantic. He says the oyster business has come a long way from the bay bottom harvesting of the 1800s.
With technology and advancements and the internet, people really being environmentally conscious, there's a big push for aquaculture. You can produce a lot more oysters. You can do it environmentally friendly. You can create reefs and clean estuaries and waterways. You can repopulate areas that have been depleted. And you can control your crop.
The Blue Point is back. And the oysters are not just good to eat. They are also good to the water. Each oyster can filter more than 150 liters of water a day, removing algae, nitrogen, and other pollutants. I'm Marcia James. Words in this story. Bed, noun, the ground that is at the bottom of a sea, lake, etc. Lease, verb, to rent out a place in return for money. Plot, noun, an area of land that has been measured and is considered as a unit. Spawn, verb, to produce or lay eggs in water. Larvae, noun, a very young form of life. Aquaculture, noun, the rearing of water animals or the cultivation of water plants for food. Estuary, noun, an area where a river flows into the sea.